This is Atlas 2 Plenary, Session 4, from 5 to 6:30 p.m. local time in Viscount.
Ladies and gentlemen, the session will start within the next few minutes. Not quite yet. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. We're going to start in about 5 minutes. I'm going to share this meeting until our real chair of ALAC Share is here. He's busy being interviewed by one of these news company. I think it's Reuters. Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for being here after a long day. I think everybody is excited about having working about in these thematic groups. And basically, I am sharing this today because Olivier is busy doing some interview, but he will be back in a few minutes. I don't know how long this is going to take. Before we do that, Heidi, I'm going to ask you if you can tell us what is going to happen next after the plenary, and then we can
in terms of the day.
Okay. Or Gisela. Well, maybe we can do that.
Okay, go ahead. So this is Heidi. So what's going to happen? This session goes from now until 18:30, and then we go directly into the board cocktail, and that's in Balmoral. And Gisela will lead you all to that. Okay? And that goes for 1 hour. Okay?
And where is that located? In the East Wing? You don't know. Okay. Bueno, we follow Gisela there. In any case, what we want to do today is what we did yesterday, and is if we can have a representative from one of the thematic groups to give us a summary of what happened during the day and what is going to happen next. So we can start with thematic group number one, and maybe Leon or... No, you don't. I'm sharing this. Or Evan... If you want to give us a run out of what... Yes, please. Thank you.
Why me?
Because you're right there in the front.
Okay. This is Evan speaking. Thematic group one about the future of multi-stakeholderism that we will be renaming because we're taking the ism out of multi-stakeholderism. It was noted that sort of implies an article of faith that we don't want to bring into this. So the future of the multi-stakeholder model has been very actively debated over the last couple of days. And as of right now, we have a drafting team, we have a frame of reference, and we have some overarching themes that we're now going to be working on to turn the discussions of the last 2 days into a statement to be presented as part of the Atlas document. Thanks.
Second, Evan, do anyone have a question about this or comments about what Evan said? If not, do we have a representative from the thematic group number two? Reed, please.
Good afternoon. This is Seth Reese for the record. Our group worked very hard today. We were talking about globalization of ICANN, and we started by clarifying that it was globalization and not internationalization, because internationalization implies agreements between member states. And what we want to emphasize is this is a community of stakeholders. So it's an agreement between stakeholders and internet users. We talked about inclusion and diversity and whether that's being met on a global scale. We talked about the obstacles, the lack of participation in the PDP and working groups on the part of some communities and parts of the world, issues with volunteerism, visa problems, getting to meetings, and some of the political obstacles of inclusion. We talked about accountability mechanisms and whether they're functioning globally and equally in different parts of the world. Some of the accountability mechanisms that are in place now, like the AOC and the IANA contract, are not global in their nature. We also talked about the obstacles that arise from ICANN being located in the United States and being a California nonprofit corporation. And finally, we talked about operational matters and the need to expand ICANN's footprint to other parts of the world. We weren't able to define what shape that would take and how extensive that might be, but we did talk about having more offices and whether remaining incorporated in the United States or having only one point of incorporation was the right model going forward. I'd like to thank my team for their hard work, and we will be preparing a report or a statement that will go out with the other statements. Thank you.
Thanks to you. Are the other people wants to comment on that, on the thematic groups too? If not, who can report on the thematic group 3? Do we know? I'm not sure who. Geye? Jean-Jacques? Thank you.
Thank you, Gisela. Thank you. This is Jean-Jacques. Can you hear me? Interpretation? Hello? Interpretation? Good. So, I was not meant to speak at this restitution session because that was the privilege of the moderators, Gunnela and Wolf. But I was asked, maybe because I'm by far the oldest member of that little group, you know, I couldn't say no, so here I am. I'll be just a bit longer than my two predecessors reporting on their groups, because I was specifically asked to bring a bit more to you about this. It's less detailed, it's less technical, perhaps it's more about principles. First, a word about the title of our thematic group, The Global Internet, the User Perspective on That. So, just a reminder, initially we had been looking around in the ALAC for an overarching theme, and that was my proposal as an overarching theme, and finally it ended up as one theme for one of the thematic groups, and I was, of course, very glad about that. In our group, we had roughly 50 participants plus remote, and interpretation was provided in Espanol, in Francais, and in English. The moderators were Wolf and Gunnela, the subject matter experts, although I do not feel I'm fit for the word expert. Subject matter, you can call me subject matter if you want. So those were Fatima and myself. and the reporters, that's very important, Glenn and Julie.